Earlier this month, Stuart Chittenden set off across Nebraska in an RV in search of conversations, cultures, and community. The project is called A Couple of 830-Mile-Long Conversations. In this dispatch from the road, he talks about his stop in the city of Neely.
Neely is a delightful town and a troubled town. The southern entry from Highway 275 takes you past the city park, with the tank and Air Force jet of the Military Memorial prominently marking the entrance. The park was not only my RV camping home for the night, but the site for a performing space, public pool, playground, high school football team field, and a trail next to the gently winding Elkhorn River. The southern end of town has a small tourism office, behind which is the historic Neely Mill Museum. The northern end of town includes the library, which, like all those I have seen, is a lovely community resource, haven, and hub. There is also a substantial modern hospital and, as you exit town, a few stores of the expected kind. The space between the north and south, however, offers a different story. Running parallel a block west of Highway 275 is Neely's Main Street. Apart from the banks, most of the retail frontage is tired and many of the spaces are vacant or closed. Sitting in the diner, Mamas and Nanas, a vibrant community island in this stretch of town, I was told that community meant knowing everyone, extended family, helping each other in times of difficulty, and feeling safe. Small town life is the same everywhere, said Laurie, one of the diner's proprietors. That may be true, though some also confess that the community has its cliques and its political affiliations, its shadows, and those moments people prefer to turn a blind eye to. Several stores bore the sign, "We support Neely." I had thought at first this related to what some residents had told me was a lack of loyalty to town retailers, though it later became clear it was tied to an acrimonious annexation proposal. Such is the tension that a petition drive is in process for the recall of the mayor and all of the city council members. Greg is the town's economic development director, and he worried that these issues serve to diminish Neely's reputation in the broader region. There are serious personal consequences, too, for Greg, as he may lose his job if the petition is successful. I asked if that scenario would be the prompt for him to leave. Greg told me he has thought about it, but he wants to stay. Neely was founded with innovation in mind, he said. Greg sees real potential for Neely's future. The town has, for example, applied for a redevelopment grant to assist in the regeneration of Main Street. It has contracted with one of the state's largest wind farms to source 40% of the town's power from wind, making Neely one of the most energy-sustainable towns in Nebraska. As Greg said, since its founding, Neely has been an early adopter on most things. Political tensions and a fraying urban core are not the only issues confronting Neely. Like many small towns, demographic shifts in terms of age, emigration, and diversity create challenges for maintaining community. When I asked Laurie about the movement of younger people from the town to larger urban centres, she said she accepted it because she had hope for the kids. In turn, though, that made her feel somewhat hopeless about Neely's future. I encountered Chase, a high school sophomore, reading Crime and Punishment over his lunch break. He intends to study either engineering or pre-law. While expressing the wish that he could bring Harvard or Yale to within 30 minutes of Neely, it is likely that Chase will have to travel farther afield. As for diversity, I certainly heard a few expressions around the criminality of illegal aliens. Often, though, in those very same conversations, I was told another, different story. One, for example, where Butch could offer Maria, a neighbouring Latina, pickings from his fruit and vegetable garden. In turn, Maria returned time and again with delicious meals cooked in her authentic tradition. Butch was saddened when Maria abruptly declared that she had to leave town swiftly as she was not a legal resident. In the cemetery overlooking the town and the Nebraskan expanse to the south is the grave of White Buffalo Girl, the daughter of Black Elk and Moonhawk. White Buffalo Girl died here on May 23, 1877, during the removal of the Ponca along their Trail of Tears. Black Elk's request was that the grave of his daughter be honored and cared for by the people of Neely. To this day, the grave is not only well tended, but graced with flowers and other offerings. Like many small towns, Neely is at the intersection where the past and the future are not in smooth transition. Neely's past continues to remind the town, however, of its ongoing story as an altruistic, progressive, and generous community. As Neely looks ahead, these narratives are worth talking about.
Stuart Chittenden, seeking community, one town at a time, in a couple of 830-mile-long conversations, a road trip across Nebraska. You can hear more reports from him on Wednesday mornings at 8:45.
Thank you.